This is the Afternoon Magazine. I'm Celeste Quinn. Glad you could be with us today. About a decade ago, car companies that were building electric vehicles pulled the plug. Thousands of electric vehicles were destroyed, crushed by the companies that built them. Now they're back. There's the Nissan Leaf, the Chevy Volt, the Ford Focus, the Mitsubishi I, and more. And with the price of gasoline recently near or above $4 per gallon, people are taking note. The up and down and up story of electric vehicles is told in the documentary Revenge of the Electric Car. The film is the next offering from the PBS program Independent Lens, and you can see the show on WILL-TV tomorrow night at 9. Mercy Davison is the town planner for Normal, Illinois, and Normal has launched an initiative called EV Town, that's Electric Vehicle Town, and is working to make the town a model electric vehicle community. And she's on the line with me this afternoon to tell us more about that. Hi, Mercy.
Hi there.
So how long has Normal been an EV town?
Well, we've been working on this initiative for about a year and a half, and it was initiated by a group of community leaders. Town staff has been providing the legwork in the background to help this group move forward, but it's been a really exciting process.
And why did this become something that Normal wanted to do?
Well, I think there are a couple of reasons. Normal and our elected leaders are always, looking towards the future and trying to figure out where we need to be. And the issue of new and emerging technologies in vehicles is something we keep our eye on because, as a public entity, we're providing a big chunk of the transportation network, or if not almost all of it. So we wanted to make sure that we're ready for what appears to be a new technology that will be adopted in the next few years. Another reason for considering it is that we are the home of Mitsubishi. It's their only North American manufacturing facility, and we had learned about their electric vehicle that they'd been working on for many years and knew that it was ready to be released, and we wanted to be ready for that too because they're a great corporate citizen, and we support them strongly in what they do. So it was these community leaders started talking about it and thought, this technology is ready for prime time.
Okay. Are there other advantages for the residents and businesses of Normal?
Well, certainly. I think the way that it was approached originally is the dollars and cents of it. When you look at the cost of fuel going up over the past year and a half, we've seen it kind of all over the place, but the overall trend is certainly up, and up to a level that's very uncomfortable for certain people. And we know that in our community, the kind of driving that people do is a lot of in-town errands, running back and forth. Our community just isn't that big, and the current range on electric vehicles is really enough to accommodate a lot of that type of transportation. So if you're able to switch out one of the family vehicles to an electric car, you're saving a whole lot in gas, because it's just, and it's doable because of the distances.
Yeah, and it's a huge amount of money.
It really is. We figured in an 80-mile distance, for if you were driving a car that gets about 35 miles to the gallon, which is, a pretty efficient car, if you're paying about $3.89 a gallon, which at this point might seem like a good deal, it would cost just about $8 to go those 80 miles. And in an electric vehicle, given current electric rates, it would be more like $1.80. So the fuel cost is really significant, along with then some of the things you have to do during the year, like oil changes that you don't have to do on an electric vehicle.
Yeah. One of the things people talk about with electric vehicles is what they call range anxiety. Now,
sure.
As you mentioned, Normal, you can do your errands and not have to worry about it. But I do wonder if there are public charging stations around town.
There are. We definitely heard that early in this process. We heard from some of our partners at Mitsubishi who have experience with electric vehicles in Japan and also in Europe, where they've been deployed for a significantly longer time than here in America. And they could tell from their sales patterns that as public charging stations are installed, you will see sales of electric vehicles and use of electric vehicles really develop around the charging stations. And in some ways, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense because most people will probably charge their car like their cell phone. They'll just charge it at home at night, overnight while they're sleeping. So for most of the days of the year, they may not even need to use a public charging station. But the fact that it's there is very reassuring. You want to know that if you need a little extra juice, you've got it. So we've definitely looked into and actually deployed many charging stations across the community.
Okay. And what does it... What's it like to pull into a charging station and charge your car up? How does it work? Does it cost anything?
Right now, all of the charging stations that the town has put in across the community, they are all free. They are all technologically capable of someday having a credit card reader put into them. But for now, we really want to encourage people to use them, so we don't want to charge. And then also, the use right now is low enough that it wouldn't even make sense to pay the fee that you'd have to pay to have a networked credit card system in place. So right now it's free. What it's like, it's kind of like pumping your gas, except it doesn't stink. you just pull your car in, and you pull out this nozzle that kind of looks like a gas, hose, and you walk it over and plug it into the car.
And how long does it take to charge up?
Well, it depends. All the charging stations we've put in locally are level two. There are three levels. Level one would be something that would be the slowest charge, and it would take, if your battery were almost fully depleted, it could take you, 18 or 19 hours to fully charge it on a level one. But that's the kind of thing that if you're in an emergency and you pull in, you could plug into an outlet, a three-pronged outlet, and it could work. The level two will charge a fully depleted battery in about 6 hours. And then level three is also called a quick charge, and that can actually give you a full charge in 20. Well, it's like an 80% charge in 20 minutes.
Okay.
So that's serious charging. We only have one of those, and it won't be installed until May or June.
Okay. Now, are there more e-cars on the road in Normal and in Bloomington as a result of EV Town now 1.5 years old?
It's hard to make that direct connection. I know of a handful of Leaf owners. I personally know two Chevy Volt owners. I know there are a couple more out there. The Mitsubishi dealership has, I think, about 20 have been sold. And then the town itself, we've bought 6 for our fleet. And we'd like to think that all the education we've been doing has been encouraging people to consider EVs, or at least confirming any interest they already had. We think it's worth doing this work, but who can really say where people are connecting the dots?
Yeah, I know as someone who's a planner, though, you must kind of be thinking about, what are we going to look like 5 years down the line?
Right, definitely. And, you get past the dollars and cents argument, which is really what most people need to hear, because a car is one of the most significant investments you make. But once you're past that and you look at the community as a whole, you have to think about the air quality benefits of, not having so much tailpipe emission coming out of cars. And one of the most striking ways to appreciate that is to go to a parade where some EVs will drive by. And not only are they quiet, they don't smell like when the classic cars come by and the big fire truck. And electric cars can't do everything, but it is seriously nice to not have to smell it.
So is Normal serving as a model for other communities?
That's certainly our goal. And I can tell you that we get phone calls about this initiative just an awful lot. I talk to people at least once a week, and depending on what's going on, sometimes it's a couple times a week. And these are people calling from across the country, and they're just very interested.
Yeah, and you've got a great website.
Yeah, it's really nice, evtown.org. We had a local firm design that for the group, the task force that has come together, and we tried to provide all the basic information that someone might need to have in order to decide if an EV is right for them.
And have you seen Revenge of the Electric Car?
We actually had a big event here for that movie. It was maybe its downstate premiere showing, but I was so busy running the event that I personally did not see the movie, although I heard reports that it was very good. So I have seen Who Killed the Electric Car, which was a really fun movie. So I'm sure Revenge is every bit as good.
Yeah. Well, Revenge of the Electric Car was featured in our community cinema series here, which is one of our engagement projects here at WILL, and we had a very nice turnout, and there were some e-cars around that people could take a look at.
Yeah, that's really fun. We had kind of a similar setup. We had a bunch of cars set up, including a Tesla Roadster from some man in Chicago who was gracious enough to bring it down. I mean, that's the kind of car that you just don't see on the road anywhere. And we think about 1,000 people came through that night to look at the cars, and then the movie was sold out, and that's about 300 people. Well, it's more than 300 people. It's closer to 400 people in the theater. So it was really fun.
Okay. Mercy, thanks so much for talking with me this afternoon.
No problem. I'm glad that you guys are doing this.
Mercy Davison is the town planner for Normal, Illinois. Normal has launched an initiative called EV Town, that's Electric Vehicle Town, and is working to make the town a model electric vehicle community. Meantime, Revenge of the Electric Car is the next offering from the PBS program Independent Lens. You can see the show on WILL-TV tomorrow night at 9.